KF Mobile.
Today, KN4 TFW.
Mighty to you, Ken. How are you doing?
Plain and yourself.
Ready to go to work and hope it's an easy enough day and then go home and start the weekend.
Making you work on Saturday?
Saturday. We work next Saturday, I think.
All that overtime.
But I ain't a big fan of it, but I also ain't really going to complain about it. I'll take it. I mean, it's a little more money on Amazon.
I'm going to cut grass when I got home. I walked dogs and then the bottom fell out. So I guess I'll have to wait for another day.
Lately, I mean, I got up yesterday morning. I think it was raining. I can't remember off the top of my head. I mean, I think it's all right in the mornings and then it starts raining. And I don't know what's going on, but I was looking yesterday. I was hoping my son would finish weed eating. And I looked outside, and it was actually pretty. I'm like, somebody needs to hurry and get this done, because it ain't probably going to last long.
Wait and bail it.
Money off of it. Back when I had chickens in the backyard, I'd take all the trimmings and line the ground in the chicken run. Just try to keep keep them off the dirt.
We thought about chickens, but we don't eat enough eggs now to worry about.
That is when you go on vacation, you'd have to plan for it. But, you know, I mean, they have gravity feeders and waters and stuff, but still, you know, you'd have to figure out how long that normally lasts.
But my deer feeder, the deer has a little baby, and it's been eating out of it, and then I got 5 turkeys coming to it, and then Susan took a picture. There was a rabbit on it.
Chickens, but man, if you let them free roam, man, they poop everywhere.
My outside cat would be eyeballing them. He was eyeballing that big old turkey.
Turkeys are to kill, but it don't take a whole lot for a chicken. Well, little yellow buffs, and I mean, they're full-size chickens, and then I had a pug, and she roamed around in the backyard because she could never get her house broken, and she ended up killing one of those chickens. Chicken's bigger than her, and she still ended up killing it.
Doesn't have much defense. Maybe a rooster.
Yep.
The guy at work's got one of them German short-haired pointers, and he pointed out a little turkey nest here a couple months ago, and it was just sitting there pointing at him. And the mama turkey come and bolted over.
I mean, were they just walking through the woods, or was it near like a residential area?
I think he was fishing by a field, and the dog pointed it out when he went over there. Man, the mama turkey came out of nowhere and just body slammed that dog.
That'd have been funny to see.
Turkeys I got in the backyard now, you can't hardly tell the difference between the babies and the mama.
The turkeys?
Wild turkeys that come to my feeder.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how long it takes them to grow up or anything, but, I mean, they definitely get big. You see them, I see them in the woods. And, man, if you ever see them flying through the woods, that's a huge bird flying.
Straight up like a helicopter if they need to.
They definitely roost in trees. Go 4C. Yeah, it was, I was young, and me and my dad would go hunting down in Union, and they had clear cut this whole area out. And I remember us in the evening sitting up on the hill, and we were listening for, I don't know if he was hunting, I don't remember if he was still hunting. But I remember sitting up on that hill, and we were listening to the turkeys go to roost, you know, because you could hear them get up in the trees and gobbling or whatever they were doing as they were flying up, and you just hear them all over the place.
TFW. Yeah, they're a sight to see. They're amazing. They're a beautiful bird. I mean, when my cat was trying to sneak up on him, he kept watching him. He'd walk over and look around the... You know, look around the tree and make sure he knew where the cat was.
A cat can sneak up on the turkey. That would be pretty interesting to see. And then what the end result will be.
It's going to work out well for the cat.
So not with the massive size that turkey has. And I don't think they're not defenseless, though. But, I mean, they're not the brightest thing in the world.
It'd be hard to sneak up on a turkey.
They have really good eyesight.
Like an owl and eyes like an eagle, right?
That's true, because, I mean, anytime I've ever had any walk up on me in the woods, I mean, if you move, well, they know it.
To walk up on you in the woods in the wintertime, it definitely won't be in the springtime, right?
I've only went turkey hunting a few times, and I've never seen a turkey, because they're all split up and wandering around, but, yeah, now they're in deer season, man. They'll be in their big old groups just wandering around the woods, just a clucking and everything else when they're going.
Come up behind me one day when I was deer hunting, it sounded like a herd of elephants coming through the woods.
I mean, they are definitely not quiet birds when they're walking through the woods. They're scraping and clucking and everything else as they're going.
Again. I don't think. We got, I don't know if the son and daughter-in-law are coming over or if we're going over to their house, one or the other. I know we're getting together probably on Sunday, but I don't know what we're doing.
At least we'll get a little bit of a relaxing weekend. I got my son's 17th birthday. He's already 17, but this is kind of like his family party. Have all the family over. And I think that's Saturday, but at least I get to not set an alarm clock that morning and hope I get to sleep till 7 or so.
You're gonna let me do that.
Alarm clock.
I think you forgot to get up. They'll come wake you up for sure. Man, the other day that it was storming real bad at night. And usually the Jack Russell never gets scared. Man, he jumped up on the bed and he shot down underneath the covers.
Must have been the right kind of thunder or whatever to get them scared.
Continuous lightning, and you know what I mean? It's thundering really bad. I guess it just scared him.
And my French bulldog, she could care less. It don't bother her at all. But my pug, you can tell it starts getting to him. After a while, you'd have to put him in his crate so he feels a little bit safer.
Smoking sense when it's coming, so start shaking and looking for a place to hide.
You know, I don't like complaining about the rain, but I wouldn't mind a few days break from it.
DFW, yeah, that's for sure. I mean, I need to do some outside yard work for sure.
You need to do any kind of yard work.
Full time, and maybe if you were retired, you could slip out there a few hours in the morning or in the afternoon.
Definitely right. I mean, once it starts getting 3, 4 o'clock, man, they start forming. A storm keeps its current path, which is headed north.
I saw a forecast earlier in the week that said it might brush the Outer Banks.
I mean, I know they said right now the east coast will probably at least see, you know, a lot of rip currents and whatnot, but I mean, hopefully that prediction stays with it, just going on Monday or Tuesday and making that northward turn, because I really don't want to go get my camper.
It just kills me, didn't they always show you the GFS and then the European model, and then 2 days later they go on with the European model, and then I don't know why they just don't use that one.
You know, and much as I like Chris Justice, I feel like he hypes it up sometimes. I mean, my wife watches Myrtle Beach News because that's where our camper's at, and she'll keep an eye on that. And you know, at no point in time did they give some of the same indications that Chris Justice did about how huge it was going to be and it'd be a direct hit and all this. So you're just like, all right, I feel like you just try to do it for the views.
Imagine it, upstate is just the best of the worst.
Great statement. I'm returning the parking lot, so I'm going to end up losing the repeater when I head next to this big old giant building. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You'll be safe this morning. Have a great weekend, and hopefully I can get my radio at least installed in the wife's car and start being on the radio a little more often in the mornings. So maybe I'll holler at you Monday. KO4CF, and I will be clear on your final.
Step 3, Andrew. Have an awesome day and a great weekend, and we'll try to catch you on Monday. KN4 GFW.